Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rav Dror David Ben Sara and Harav Chanoch Aryeh Ben Zlata Golda, and for Simcha Ben Necha Gittel. It says in the Pasuk, Gilas Rus, the beginning, Vahi Bimei Shvara Shoftim, Vahi Rav Baretz, Ve'elach Ishmi Beis Lechem Yehuda, Lagor B'stei Moav, Hu V'ishto Shnei Vanav. So it was in the time of the judges, there was a famine in the land, and a man went from Beis Lechem to live in Stei Moav, he and his wife and his two children. Rashi says, Vayelech Ish, Ashir Gadol Hayo Parnes Hador, he was a rich man, he was a leader. Vayatzam Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Laretz, Mipnei Tzaris, Ayin Shaseinu Tzar, B'nei Mabam Ladochko. He left Eretz Yisrael because he was rich, and all these poor guys are banging down his door to get some money, get some food. So therefore, he wanted to skip town. It wouldn't bother him, but and that's why he was punished. That's what it says also in the Medrash Zuta, also in the Medrash Rabba here. However, in the Gemara Bava Basra, and Sadi Aleph Amid Aleph, it says, Andrew, Tana Rabbanan, Ein Yotzin Me'eretz L'chutz Laretz, Elukein Amdu Sosayim Bisela. One is not allowed to go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, unless the price of food has risen so sharply that two sa'a of wheat cost a sela, which is double the price, according to the Rambam. Amar Shimon said, when is this permitted? Bisman she'ena motzei likach, when one can't find wheat to purchase, of was mancha motzei likach, one is able to find wheat to purchase, afilu anda sa'a b'sela lo yetze, even if wheat is so expensive that is sa'a costs a sela, which is a fortune, one still may not leave. In other words, Rav Shimon is arguing the Tanakama. Tanakama says it depends on the price of wheat, and Rav Shimon says, so Lechem Mishnah explains, that it depends on the availability of wheat. Doesn't matter what the price is. Chenu Rishim Brayochai Omer, Ali Melech Machlon Bekilin, Melech Machlon Bekilin, who left Eretz Yisrael during a famine and moved to Moav soon after they died. Gedolei Adorha, you Parnasei Adorha, by Manenshu. Why were they punished? Neshi Yotzu Me'aretz Lo'meretz L'Chutz Laretz, because they went to Chutz Laretz. Shenamar, as it says, and it was when they, in other words, Naomi and Rus, arrived in Beis Lechem, Vatehom Kol Ha'ir Aleihem, the entire city was in an uproar over them. Vatomarna, they said, Hazos Naomi, could this be Naomi? My Hazos Naomi, what do they mean when they said, could this be Naomi? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amru Chazisem Naomi, Sheyatzos Me'aretz L'chutz Laretz, Ma'olsala, have you seen Naomi, who left Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Laretz, and what happened to her? You see that their Aveira was not the Tzaras Ayin. The Aveira was leaving Eretz Yisrael. Azoyat Gepaskin, the Rambam, Molochim Perikhei, Halachates, Osir Lotzeis Meretz Yisrael, Chutz Laretz, Le'olam, Elumot Torah, etc. You're only allowed to leave to learn Torah, etc. Abalishkon, Chutz Laretz, Osir, Elim Kein Chazak Shamarav, Achinasa Shavadina, Chiter Bishnei Dinarim, Ralf Bishamutir Lotzeis, Enamidus Chasidus. So you're only allowed to leave temporarily. To dwell in Chutz Laretz is only okay if there's a famine in Eretz Yisrael. And even though it's mutter to leave, when there's a famine, then food price is doubled. But it's not midas chasidus. Sherei machlon v'kilyon, shnei gedolei hador hayu, umipnei tzara gedolei yatsu, they were gedolei hador, there was a big tzara in Eretz Yisrael. V'nischayvu kloy ala mokom, and they were chayiv to be killed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the makor of the Rambam is the Gemara in Bava Basra, like the Ketzav Mishnah and the Radbaz say there. But we have to understand, in the Gemara it also says Elimelech Machlon V'Kilion, not just Machlon V'Kilion. Why did the Rambam omit Elimelech, and he only mentioned Machlon and Kilion? So Rav Gurvitz Shlita in his Or Avram, page Lamed Daled on Megillas Rus, explains as follows, that the Rambam holds that even if it's true that Elimelech was roy to be punished for the same reason that he went to Chutz Laaretz, nevertheless, it's not Muchach Mitzad Elimelech himself, because maybe we can say that he was punished because of his Tzaras Ayin, like Rashi says in Midrashim we mentioned, that he was a Asher Gadol, and he didn't want to help people out, so he skipped town, he left. So it was all belonged to him. So for this reason alone, he could have been punished. But Machlon and Kilion weren't Ashirim Mitzad Atzmam. They were only Mitzad their father. So Mashahem Nanshu, why were they Nanash? They were Nanash Mitzad that they went to Chutz Laaretz. And that's why the Rambam only mentions Machlon and Kilion. But the Gemara also says Elimelech. Because if Machlon and Kilion were punished for going to Chutz Laaretz, then you could say Elimelech also. He was also punished for going to Chutz Laaretz. As if you go together with the Midrashim. So the Midrashim, you could say that it's because of the Rav. It's because of Tzaras Ayin. And therefore the Rambam is going also with the Midrashim. But the Gemara itself understood that, and said there was cholek on the Midrashim, but that this could be an independent reason, meaning it could be also he had Tzaras Ayin, but this could also be an independent reason. Why could this be an independent reason? Because you see that Machlon and Kilion got it for going to Chutz Laaretz, so it makes sense that Elimelech also got it just for going to Chutz Laaretz. And we also see this from Rashi. Because he says it's because of Tzaras Ayin and Pasuk Yates. He brings the Gemara in Bava Basra. Hazos Naomi. Hazos Naomi Shargila Latzeis B'Tzav Mufradim Chazisim Ha'Olsala She'etzel Chutz Laaretz. Look what happened to this Chash of Naomi, because she went to Chutz Laaretz. So you see the second time as well. So you see this inyan of a person, Chas V'Shalom, Mamish being Chayiv Misa, it's very harsh, for going out to Chutz Laaretz. In the Sefer Zichron Moshe, written by a Talmud of the Maharshal and the Ramah, he writes on Rashi, Lefum Riyata, the Mipnei Shnei Dvarim, the Hani Yitzim, Eretz Sel, Chutz Laaretz, Mipnei Tzaras Ayin Nenash, V'koshli Menale L'Rashi, Mipnei Shneim Nenash, Shem Mipnei Echod Mehem, V'nirli Devadei Iker Onish, Mipnei Tziyosom, Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Laaretz, Kedepi Rish Rashi, B'samuch, V'lo Ilem Zchus Avoysam, B'tzeisam, Mipnei Tziyosom, Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Laaretz, V'lo Hizkir Tz Fishakosha Larashi, Lamanena, Shalimelecha, Itziosa, Merit, Sel, Chutz Laaretz, Tfeme Avram, Parshas Lech Lecha, Vahirov Baretz, Vayerad Avram, Mitzrayim, Alagursham, Valpizet Pirish, Yoshim, Ipnei Tzeretz, Ipnei Tzeretz, Ayin, Lakach Nenash, Yoser, Me Avram. So he says that there are two reasons given in Rashi, right? Yitzia, Merit, Sel, Chutz Laaretz, Tzeretz, Ayin. How does Rashi know, Frek de Zichron Moshe, that it's because of both of them? Maybe it's because of one of them. So he says that it appears to him that Vaday the Iker Onish because he went to Erbiyan to Chutz Laaretz. Like Rashi says, Perek Beis Pasuk Aleph. And not that he explained here at Tzaras Ayin, because Rashi was bothered. Why was Elimelech punished more than Avraham Avinu also went to Chutz Laaretz? And the reason he was punished more is because of Tzaras Ayin. That was the Iker Aveira was Pnei Tziyasa. But the Onish, the reason he got such a harsh punishment is because because of Tzaras Ayin, that added on, tacked that on to the fact that he left Eretz Yisrael, therefore he got it worse than Avraham Avinu. So it's very difficult. He says, why wasn't Avraham Avinu Nenash that he went from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz? So Avraham Avinu was before Matan Torah, and there was no mitzvah Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. So you write, Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula Ad Shalom Nitna Yumach Hefches Amid Beis. But what's a child to talk about Onesh if he wasn't Mekayim in the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael? Not only that, he left because of Rav. There's no Isser like the Rambam says. Unless you want to tell that Avraham Avinu was commanded to live in Eretz Yisrael, Lech Lecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to go to Eretz Yisrael. So maybe it is a chobah for Avraham Avinu. So Al Kolpanim, we see it's Mavur Midivre Ezichor and Moshe that he understood, but Divrei Rashi, that the Ikar Tama Onesh was on the fact that he went to Chutz Laretz. But since there's an additional element of Tzaris Ayin, therefore Elimelech was punished more than Avraham Avinu. So Rav Gurevich explains possibly that what he means is that Lagabe Avraham Avinu, Lefipshuto, when he went to Mitzrayim because of the Rav, that's because at that time Avraham Avinu was not an Asher Gadol, only when he went back, when he came back, Tzonu Bakar, you know, he gave Paro a lot of matanis. Avram kaved me'od, because Paro gave him matanis. Avram kaved me'od, b'mikna b'kesev azav. So, but beforehand he had to go. Afterwards he became rich. But this is when he was still poor. Mashen came. Avimelech, myself is similar banim. That's really the story of the Jewish people over so many generations. We started out poor and then we got rich afterwards. Avram Avinu was poor and then he became rich. Mashen came, b'avimelech. So he didn't have to go to Chutz Laretz because of the Rav. Avraham Avinu had to, he didn't have to. But Tzaris Ayin. So that's why he was Rai Lonesh. So once he had Tzaris Ayin, so now he's also going to be punished for leaving. Because he didn't really have to leave in the first place. So you're allowed to leave. But since he didn't have to, and together with that there was Tzaris Ayin, so he gets the serious punishment. But we still have to understand the Rambam, that he writes that Bishas Rav wants a lot to leave from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. But even though it's mutter, it's a mitzvah chassidus not to leave, and therefore machlon and kilyon were mischayev kloya lamakom. So it's a dvar tema. Mitzvah chassidus, a person's chayev kloya. It's very shver, how can you say that? So maybe we can explain this based on the Rambam in Perek Hei Mihochas Yisodi HaTorah. There he's talking about the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, the Yisrael of Chilul Hashem. And what's an example of Kiddush Hashem, of Chilul Hashem? That a person is meforsim b'chassidus, does something that's not fitting his stature. He buys on credit, things like that. So it's not an aver mitzad atzma, but it's a midas chassidus, and if you're a chash of a person and you don't do it, there's a chil Hashem involved. So maybe that's what the Rambam means. That at that time there was no isser, it was just midas chassidus. But then people are going to learn from them. That's what the chil Hashem is. Rashi says in Yuma Peivav, chil Hashem is chotei machti acherim, causing other to sin. People are going to learn from them to be mezalzel in mitzvah ishi ishi v'eretz Yisrael. Chil Hashem is a very, very serious avera. Only death is mechaper for Chil Hashem, like the Rambam brings in Hilchos Tshuva. Gemara says, so memela, that's why they got it for not keeping the Midas Chassidus. And maybe that's Merumas at the beginning, in the Pasuk, Vahibi Mei Shora Shoftim, so what's Pshat? So Medrash Rabbah says Dor Sheshofet Es Shoftav, they were judging their judges, the chutzpah. But the Yavid says that they didn't make psharas, they did everything on Meikar Adin. They didn't do the Fnim Mishiras Adin, so they were chayiv here to do the Fnim Mishiras Adin, and that's Shor Shoftim. They were going Meikar Adin, that they left. They were supposed to do the Fnim Mishiras Hadin. And maybe there's another explanation, and that is that it says in Menachos that B'Sh'idna D'Rischa were punished even for things, even for assays like tzitzis. So even if you're not wearing a beged that's chayv in tzitzis and you're not chayv in tzitzis, but if it's an idna D'Rischa, if it's a time of divine wrath, then one will be punished for that. So here also, when they were left Eretz Yisrael and went to Chutz Laretz, they're mafkia themselves, like the Rashbam says in Bava Basra, for mitzvahs. So now they're not going to be chayiv anymore. They're not in Eretz Yisrael. But since it's an idna d'rischa, it's time of wrath. Therefore, they were punished. So obviously, there's a lot more to talk about this Rambam and Machlon and Kilyon and Elimelech. But these are just some thoughts, and that we should be zocha lilmodu l'lamed lishma v'lasos Ulekayim is called Divrei Samu Tarasu B'Ahava. Amen v'Amen. Shalom, shalom. See, this is the most beloved for us.